Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وسئل عليه السلام عن الإيمان فقال الإيمان معرفة بالقلب وإقرار باللسان وعمل بالأركان.
أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام was asked about belief when he said, Belief means appreciation with the heart, acknowledgement with the tongue, and action with the limbs.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what a beautiful persona is the persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Imam Ali, alayhi salam, this embodiment of the teachings of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the champion of Islam, the defender of Islam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, the leader of the Muslim Ummah, the first divinely appointed Imam, and of course, the first divinely appointed successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that his eminence was constantly in the recitation and the dhikr and the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Never do we find a situation in which Imam Ali alayhi salam was not in the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. We find that while he was in the battlefield, he was in the remembrance of Allah. While he was at home compiling the Holy Quran after the event of Saqifah, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam was in the remembrance of Allah. And whether Imam Ali alayhi salam was taking the place of the Holy Prophet Muhammad on his bed to save His Eminence's life, he was in the remembrance of Allah. When Imam Ali alayhi salam took the seat of Khilafah, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was defending Islam, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was fighting the oppressors and the rebels, he was always in the remembrance of Allah. And so this for us is a lesson. If the universal persona of Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, is a persona which is constantly in the remembrance of Allah, then we too must be in the constant remembrance of the Almighty Allah. Yes, it is difficult at times. We become busy with life. We become busy with the problems that we are surrounded by. We become busy with the vain entertainment which is at our fingertips, and we forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the exalted. It is interesting, we find that in the traditions, there is one specific place where we are requested and reminded to remember Allah, the mighty, the exalted, more so than in other times or in other places. And what time is that? That is when we are in seclusion. When we are all alone and there's nobody else watching, when there is nobody else listening, this is a time where we have been recommended to remember Allah more often. Now, there's two aspects to this. One aspect is, well, when you are in isolation, when you are secluded, you have time to really focus on remembering and being aware of the presence of the Almighty Allah. But the second thing is when you are isolated or secluded or when you are alone, you can do whatever you want. Nobody is watching. Nobody is listening. Apparently. But in reality, the Almighty Allah is always watching, is always listening, and He is the ultimate judge. And so therefore, we must be extra careful of remembering the Almighty Allah in our times of seclusion. A very beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee. well equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying thee.
كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
When Imam Ali alayhi salam comes into power, he tells Muawiyah to step down. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, as soon as he becomes a leader, he exposes three groups. And I want to expose that very quickly without going too deep into it for historical reasons. Imam says, when I took up the reins of government, one party broke their allegiance. He calls them Nakatha. Another missed the truth of the religion, which is Maraqa. And the third is deviated, known as Qasata. In the period of his caliphate, Imam Ali expelled three groups who rose to do battle with him. Three groups. Interesting. Why would you do battle with Imam Ali? Imam Ali hated battle. Don't get me wrong, by the way. Some people think Imam Ali loved to go to battle. That's not true. It's not the sign of prophets and imams to go to battle. They don't love it. They despise it. But when the enemy strikes, they rise fearlessly. But if they could do anything to bury the sword forever, they would do it. But sadly, the world is rich with dissent and the satanic forces. Hence, the defense power is always on. People say when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam reappears, there'll be much bloodshed and the Imam will cut everyone's heads and there will be so much bloodshed that we'll be walking in our ankles and knees with blood. Not true at all. In fact, if there's any blood to our ankles and knees, it's done by the enemies, not by the Imam. Imams and prophets do not like bloodshed. They are peacemakers. They are not warmongers. Even the Messenger was a master in minimizing casualties. Imam Ali alayhi salam follows the same properties. So when he comes into power, the first, as you know, in the battle, was the battle of Jamal. He calls it Nakithun. What happened in the battle of Jamal? As you know, one of the wives of the Prophet led a battle. And I want to keep this very clear and simple. By what authority has Allah allowed a woman to lead a battle? In the history of Islam, no woman has ever been given that jurisdiction. It's haram. Forget about allowing it. It's haram for a woman to lead a battle. Haram. Even Imam Hussein alayhi salam says to Ummi Wahab, when she's running towards her husband, Abdullah ibn Umair, says to her, stay back, you are not allowed to go forward. Women should not enter the battle. In the battle of Uhud, there was a woman who took a sword and was going to fight. The Prophet said to her, stay back, it's not upon you to fight. Women are not given this condition to go fight in a battle. Why is Imam Ali alayhi salam being challenged in Basra? What had happened was they were unhappy with his khilafah and they rose against him. And the historians say that Imam Ali alayhi salam did his best to dissuade them from a battle. He said, let us talk about it. Let us discuss it. Like today, you notice the warmongers are ready to take arms to kill the Muslims. Dialogue is at minimal. Who cares about dialogue? Let's flex our muscles and blow them up.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
Mother, don't cry for me. I'm heading off to war. God Almighty is my armor and sword, Palestine, forever Palestine. Children being killed for throwing stones in the sky. They say to their parents, don't worry, God is on our side. Palestine, forever Palestine.